How is your prayer life? If you are like most of us, it has seasons and sometimes lacks consistency. Prayer, faith, and holiness are key to reaching your destiny. Join Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie as he encourages the body of Christ to get closer to God in prayer.
One of the nature of Christ is love. There are two things on earth that is still practiced in heaven. The language in heaven is faith, and the character is love. Because God called the things which be not as though they were. So God operated by faith. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, and the disciples said, "Master, the fig tree you curse is withered away," he said, "Have faith in God." It means that the literal translation says, have the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith believes in what he said. In the book of Genesis, Genesis is the handiwork of God. Revelation and Ephesians talk about the predestiny or predictions of what is about to happen. Them that he predestined, he called. So God is an architect. The architect doesn't build, but he put the drawing on a paper for the builder to use the drawing to build. So God imagine how the world is going to be. And in Genesis, he started calling them. So you see two things there. And God said, and God saw. And God said, and God saw. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let the sea come, and the sea came. So in the faith operation, you must say it and believe that you will see it.
Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie is an end-time season firebrand prophet and an evangelist with a unique preaching ministry anchored on prayer. He teaches and prophesies the word of God with signs and wonders. And now, Prophet Nanase Opukusa Akorie.
One of the most dangerous things you can ever do is to come to the house of God without expectation. Amen. The chaos, expectation is the breeding ground for manifestation. So if you expect nothing, God manifests nothing. Amen. Now, if you remember what I told you about the law of recognition, everything you are looking for is already around you or in your life, awaiting your recognition. Number two, everything God promises you is delivered to you by your faith. Number three, every day is for God, the day you believe is for you. I'm already preaching. Everything God promises you is delivered to you by what? So, without faith, it is impossible to move God to act. Let me say that again. Without faith, can you push articulator to start? 40-footer wheeler articulator that is loaded with iron rod. They say it is stuck on the motorway, so let's push it to start. Who would try such a stupid thing? Now, the way you cannot push articulator to start, without faith, you cannot move God to act. I wish there's another way to tell you. So every investment to develop your faith in the kingdom is the best investment you have ever made. The greater your faith, the greater the experience you make. Two people go to hospital, they give them bad report. One is laughing, one is crying. The difference is faith. Because you cannot turn God to be a man. Huh? Faith is committing God's integrity to perform. It backs his throne. He cannot lie. I told you the greatest verse in the Bible is God cannot lie. If you understand that scripture, you understand every other scripture. Tell your neighbor, God cannot lie. And Jesus said the scriptures cannot be broken. So you see, the Bible, man of God, is the voice of God in print. Hello? Did you hear what I said? I don't need to quote Greek. You are not a Greek. I don't need to go to Hebrew, is it Hebrew or Hebrew? You are not a Hebrew. I just want to present simple simplicity. Jesus was not a complicated preacher. If you see, Jesus said that a sower went to sow. There are people in environment, they are farmers. He will teach them in the language they will understand. Without faith, you are bound to fail. Darkness are covered there. Gross darkness, the people. That means that we are in a state of utter darkness. Without faith. Now, this morning, God told me something. 3 o'clock exactly, I wake up. Straight to my prayer room. He said, "Son, there is no rich nation. There is no rich nation. There is a covenant people that prosper in every geographical location. Now listen, can I tell you this? There are more homeless people in America than Ghana.
Yes, sir.
But they claim to be the richest nation. So in every rich nation, there are poor people. In every poor nation, there are rich people. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? No! One Christian is clapping for Jesus Christ. This is the voice of God in print. God cannot lie. So if you say you are healed, and you act, you commit his integrity to perform. He cannot lie. If he say you are a billionaire and you act on it, you commit his integrity. How do I know that? Now hear this. Let's talk about some things about faith. If your faith is not working, it's not God. Now let me tell you something. Anytime there's a problem between you and God, take two chairs, sit down and say, Lord, it's my fault. You, God cannot be wrong for you to be right. I say God cannot be wrong for you to be right. It is impossible. I have a very big right in my prayer. God is always right. If there's a problem, I should ask myself. He was here before you came. You cannot threaten him with your age. He's a rock of ages. Many people are praying outside of faith. So if my faith is not working, what are the for instance, number one, according to Galatians chapter 10 and verse number 35, faith worketh by patience. So if you are in hurry, you die in worries. You are in hurry to marry, you marry a caricature girl. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35. Cast not therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Are you listening to God's word? This word cannot lie you. Cast not away therefore your confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward. Look at the next verse. For you have need of what? Talk to me. You have need of what? You have need of what? Tell your neighbor, your problem is you are in hurry. Since I'm married, I've never given me a child. Manufacture one for yourself. You are in need of what? You are in need of what? And I explained to you, I was trained as a structural engineer. So let me tell you something. Patience is like this color. This one. It's called color. This is what is holding the weight of the roof. Distributed it to the foundation. So when you go to the foundation, you see that the color foundation are deeper than the normal ones. Are you getting it? So patience is the pillar that holds faith until manifestation comes. Somebody understanding what I'm talking about here? I don't have to go to Greek. Follow the good through faith and patience, obtain the promise. You have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you will receive. You have need of patience. So the fact that your classmates marry after school, that's not me, you marry after school. Look at your neighbor and say, I am not in competition with you at all. Now here, them that he predestined, he called. Them that he called, he justified. Them that he justified, he glorified. That means, man of God, our life was planned before we were born. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So there is no need for stupid competition. It's totally unnecessary. For what? So everybody that is ready to walk by faith must get the ingredient of patience. God is not slow as you count slowness. He make all things beautiful, not in your time. Why did we learn the thing that we can? Now listen to me. I told you at the online. You can pray, but you God determine how to answer you.
That's it.
You cannot concord and come to God. Answer me this way. Then be God. Now think about it. Romans chapter 4. And verse number 17, 18, 19, and 20. Give me the New Living Translation version, if you don't mind. Romans chapter 4. That is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations, and he has no child. I have made you. So God doesn't start anything until you finish it. It's the greatest statement you make me here. Now hear this. As you are sitting here, your life is planned before you were born.
But the reason we want you to pray is that there can be interference. Your adversary, the devil, is fighting to divert the course of God's plan. Listen to what Jesus said in the teaching of prayer. When you pray, say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So there is no problem for the will of God for your life in heaven. But on the earth, it can be interfered. This is where prayer comes in. But watch this. I have made it the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed. Abraham believed. Abraham believed in the God who brings what? The dead back to life. And who creates new things out of nothing. Oh man. Oh man. I'm talking to two Christians here. The God who brings the dead back to life. So, even if the doctor says you are dead, there is still hope. I'm not talking about you are about to die. We die daily. If you are a child of God, you die daily. Daily. Don't let anybody confuse you. You look at your neighbor and say, a dead man doesn't fear death. Tell the person, a dead man. You heard of my James and I just said, somebody had a dream and said, I saw you are dead. So we have been dying. We have been dying. We die every day. So this one is not a threat. Paul said, we die daily. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, you know, but Christ that liveth in me. The life now I live by the faith of the Son of God. And the just shall live by faith. That was what the scripture mean when God told him, I have made thee the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things. Who creates new things. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. I love this. Now watch this. That means another ingredient has come. I was just talking to you about what? Patient. There is another thing. Now listen, don't mix all the ingredients and try to think you are preparing bread. There are ingredients that must come together. The first ingredient I'll show you was patience. This one is saying that even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept on hoping. Let's connect this one to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. And if you can give me the King James, then our faith is a substance of things what you hope for. That means that we can never preach faith to anybody who has lost hope. This is the problem. It is impossible for us to preach faith to you when you have lost hope. Because faith will forever be the substance of things you hope for. So when your hope is dead, your faith is impotent. You need to get this one before we lay hands on you. It's very, very important. Coming back to Romans chapter 4, and from where I was reading, the Bible says, and when there was no reason for hope, that means that is an interpretation to talk about the fact that Abraham was almost 100 years. The wife was 90 years. So you are trying to meet menopause plus papapause. That is the best way to explain it. At the time Sarah was 90, it was menopause times 2. Depends on when your menopause started. Abraham was 100, papapause times 2. Now, when the angel had an encounter with Sarah, Sarah said, now that my husband has no pleasure, that means that the man's turbans are off. So there was no reason for hope. Abraham kept on hoping. Where did you drop your hope? Where? I'm coming to where you are. Where did you drop your hope? Don't sit here with a nice face and with a nice makeup and with a lipstick pretending you have hope. Because if you have hope in your future, you have faith in your present. This is it. Faith is the substance of things you hope for. What is the difference? What is the difference? Now, the reason why you have to marry the two is that faith. Let me start with hope. Hope sees the future. But if you check Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, check the first word that appear with the Bible definition for faith. There are different kinds of definition for faith. But the Bible one, the first word is what? Talk to me. If you are not saying it, it's possible you are proud. And I'll come there very soon.
What is the word?
So if it is not now, it is not faith. If it is not now, it is not faith. But the car you are looking for that you don't have now, eh? Hope has seen it tomorrow. Wow. Oh Jesus Christ. The tallest building that you want to build in Ghana that you have not built, hope has seen it. Who am I? The private jet that you are looking for, the prophet Anna is looking for to go around and preach the gospel. I have not gotten it, but hope has seen it. So hope sees the future. Watch this. If you mix this one, you have mixed everything. Hope sees the future. It is faith that brings the future to the present. So once you lose hope, you have become spiritually blind. It is hindsight that gives you insight. It is insight that gives you foresight. It is foresight that gives you oversight. This is how it works. If you mix the hindsight, you cannot get the insight. So watch this. Somebody gave a testimony, said, I slept with a lady and my manhood began to shrink. Is that, we read it, family prayer time. The thing vanished. To the extent that when he's wee wee, he opened his zipper looking for something to wee. The thing is going, and it's shrinking. Life testimony. And he said, during the 21 days fasting, Papa shared mantles. And he tied the mantle to the thing. It is called illumination. So everybody has heard the word, but he has been illuminated. That means a rhema, light, has opened up a statement I make. Today, may you encounter light that will shut up darkness. Because in the kingdom of darkness, light is the master. That is why I was telling her the whole night, the German ball. Didn't I tell you the whole night? Because you don't understand. Let me tell you something. No sex is free. I have read this Bible back to back. If you read it, I can't. But I'm not trying to, especially blue for they are not listening to what I'm talking about. They are not listening. They are not listening. This badge here, it will not deliver you. It is a word I'm preaching. I was telling them, the guys didn't shrink. Article. It's a very frightening situation. You wake up in the morning, you don't know whether you are a day old baby or what. It's gone. The thing is gone. Whatever your thing is gone, I command it to come out. You better shout the loudest I'm in the voice. We are here to know your story. I've been preaching this thing from Baby Power. And I've been warning you. Do you know something? If you read this Bible, you will run away from every sex that is outside the context of the marriage covenant. Now let me tell you something. Look at your neighbor and tell the person, compromise as consequence. Tell them. Write it down. Let's deal with that one. Compromise as what? So let me tell you something. I'm not saying you are going to hell. I'm not saying God will not forgive you. But even God, he doesn't like to sit in heaven looking at you going through the consequence. So God can forgive sin, but he cannot stop consequence. That is why when David slept with Bathsheba, God said, I have forgiven you. But the sword will not depart from your house. God couldn't stop it. So if your lady tell them, you want to sleep with me, I'll kill you. Tell them. Catch and say, make kum. Now, if it's not because of the rhema word, the girl could have killed the guy. I told you the story about, is it one night I was telling you? Some medical doctor and his husband visited me and we were talking and they said, Papa, one of our friends, big guy in one of the bank. I'm sorry I didn't ask the bank. I will ask next day and I'll come and tell. Because when I tell the bank, you will find the person. Big guy. He stay in the office work. He close around 7 something and saw a girl wearing a uniform of the bank. A girl. Yes. Thank you, sister. A girl. Ask your neighbor, are you a girl, a woman, and what are, let's find out who you are. He saw a girl wearing the uniform, and at that time he said, oh, hi, why are you going? Trying to be good. If you are not prayerful, don't be good. Be careful. One day I was driving on the motorway. That time they used to take the toll. Thank God for disobedient and the angels that defend. I saw a nursing sister standing. You know those the people try to stop you for lift. And then when I stop, the Lord told me, continue driving. And I told God, I've already stopped. I'm sure the angels have activated something. The girl came. I asked her, I rode her, where are you going? She said, I won't sit in your car. And he turned. Then when I moved forward, I just saw that God just had mercy on me. This guy picked this girl from the office, almost one step to a managerial level, chief executive or something. We are waiting for next man, for the one there to retire, and he takes over. When he sat in the car, according to the way they told me, he went blackout. Pastor, as you can see now, he went blackout. When he came to himself, he was in the guest house eating salad. Look at your neighbor and say, the salad, tell the person. Now, what do you want? Salad, nobody can contain it, but you fetch it. You'll be eating at Pele and Fetri Dechi. And you will see that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm holding the word of God. Then he said, hey, what am I doing here? Eating salad. Then the blackout came back again. When he came to himself, he was naked lying with the girl on the bed. Now hear this. From that day when he came to the office, a letter was waiting, you are fired. Everything starts shrinking. The wife say, I can't stay with this marriage again. Four children, everything scattered. The guy has reduced from hero to zero. I'm saving you. I will never listen, the prophetic anointing, it turns people's heart back to God. I am just operating in my office. I don't just call people's name and prophesy. Anytime Israel is in apostasy, it's a prophetic anointing God used. Elisha said, how can we give between two opinions? Iba, let's serve his God, is God, let's serve him. Now, what have you gained from all these years of fornication? Can't you see your spiritual life has gone down? Can't you see your worship life has gone down? Sure. Listen, the sexual organ will take more people to hell than anything. Yes, I have no change. I'm continuing from where I left you. Even if I preach faith, it will come inside. Yes, that's what you are dealing with. 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 Pastor went to programs in America. I'll tell you. The pastor finished and slept with a lady in the hotel. The lady took a video of the act and sent it to the pastor's wife. Please. As I'm talking, he has almost shut his marriage down. The question is that they don't know whether he planned the camera in advance. Because the prophet says the one who booked the hotel. That means a man in Rasta, it be a camera.
Yes.
He said, say, oh, the way Abu Bono, no. Wait, Sony, wait, Kanu. And away, magic, black magic. Man of God, I'm telling you the truth. The lady video every act and send it to the pastor's wife. And he said, if you claim you are good, what does your husband do with me? Shut up the marriage. So marine spirit has come in the form of men, and they are in the church. What are you looking for? What are you really looking for? What are you looking for? You want to go to hell because of a woman's waste? For what? For what? Can you imagine you, a day somebody's husband is removing your brazier, then the trumpet sound. Emra Yesu ba, erunye kura u brazier mu. What to numa
8 years.
And Crawford, if you go heavy, now we draw. You cry, O'Brien. O'Brien, yes, you cry, say, yeah, Papa. Oh, yeah? It's so pathetic, I'm telling you. What are we going on? Mickey was standing with me. When that young girl, beautiful young lady, look like this choristess. My husband, daddy, my husband has left home. This guy was, they were pushing me. I said, wait, let him come. And then you were there. The two of them were with me. I was going around watching construction things. Nice, beautiful girl. I don't see beautiful girl once in a while, then I see one. This one, I can classify among them. I don't see, when I marry my wife, I say, Lord, let me see all women like trees. So, cassava tree, baobab tree, odum, wawa, you are what? Mahogany. I've been riding on this thing for years. God has saved my life. Do you know the realm in which I'm walking? Huh? When I return from my waiting, I am in a certain altitude, depending on where you are. We are not in the same altitude, though. It's very, very clear. I'm not wasting my life at all. There is nothing on this earth. You brought nothing. Those who have played, they die. Steve Jobs died owing over 90 billion. He couldn't save him from cancer. The people that do know their God. It's a sad. Listen. That means that the more you are promoted, the more they want to kill you. Connect to Jesus. Come under apostolic covering. Come under prophetic covering. Stop wasting your life. I prophesy over you. You will not destroy your destiny on the laps of Delilah. You will not share your destiny with the emotion of breath. Whatever you have done in the past, let it be the last you have ever done. Can we continue in sin that grace you abound? God forbid. Hold your ears as Abraham said, was so ordained. Tell him, who was so ordained? You are so disobedient, God cannot even define you now. What are you looking for? Listen, that girl came to stand in front of me. My husband has left home. Then I asked her, does your husband know me? Say, yes, Papa, he has been following from Bedding Power. Give me your husband's phone. This was stand. I said, hey, what are you? When I call, because my number came up private. Who is this? I said, hey, who is this? My name, Prophet. And I said, hey, Papa, I'm on my knees. I said, stand up. I said, come to Portis. Papa, is everything okay? I said, come to Portis. When I saw his face, I knew him. Young man of God, I know you. When I came to Lagos to preach, you were there. You're part of the SRC or something. I said, what's going on? Your wife said that. They say, Papa, he started crying. Bemensu, he started crying. He said, Papa, if he has brought the case, then let's talk. His husband is the senior associate pastor of the church. Where did they go? This girl took a naked picture and sent it to his former boyfriend. And he was so stupid. He's not smart like you. You see, he should have come to you and learn. And you want to we are delete, but no, you're smart into and delete. Look at your neighbor and say, come and learn the smartest. We are. Now, who delete here? Ebesa Bantimo, another who free delete, I'm going to call him. Recycle. Oh, say, media, your mama may feel. Free hair and a buy. Where will it come from? It's within this talent. You are married to an associate pastor. You took a naked picture and sent it to your former boyfriend. Do you have a brain? And you are a pastor's wife. So what should the business people's wife doing? If pastor's wife are sending naked picture, then have you seen the level where the fear of God has dropped? That's dropped. Totally zero. People are living in church, they don't fear God. I'm going to talk about it. Conscience are dead. You only come to church. Man of God, they are making the work difficult for us. A lot of pastors, if you are not careful, the congregation will send them to hell. The people made sure Moses never entered the promised land. Lord, give me good people to pastor. Too much. Why am I fasting and praying for you, but your life is not changing? Why? Let's ask the question, why? Why? When you go to the church, you don't preach about holiness. How will you live? I'm very concerned about that. How will you live? Because this house, almost every day you hear it. It's either you are fasting, you are praying, you are hearing the word, unadulterated. I have never looked at anybody's face to preach the word. No. The law of absolute dependence on God. The richest man in this church, I don't even know who is. Who is? If you come and ask me who is the richest man in this church, I don't know. I don't know. Because we never consult anybody to do anything. The consultation is only on heaven. If God can do it, let no man try. I can preach to everybody. There is nothing in your pocket that looks like anything to me. I've left that stage. The law of absolute dependence on God. Godliness with contentment. So why is your faith not working? Hope is gone. You are trying to live it. There's consequence. So, honey, there's too much consequence. No. The way God has made the thing, I told you, the tax masters that come after those who have sex outside marriage, they are invisible. Yes, they will pursue you. Yes, they will kill your worship. They will kill your blessing. They will let life become miserable. And gradually, they will help you to dig your own grave. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Shall I take the temple of God and join it to a harlot? Who is a harlot? A woman sleeping with multiple men. Not the one standing at the circle at Temuda. You can be in church and have three boyfriends and managing them on timetable. Dangerous. And now, the fearful thing is that it's attacking men of God. It's attacking. I told one pastor, I said, listen, as long as you don't preach the holiness, you yourself will be a victim. What drives them away is the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Oh. Somebody say hope. 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 I think I can. When you are standing, purity is the booster of power. What I'm talking about. Yeah, let me tell you guys. You will feel so proud, so energetic, so blessed, that the day you are going to honeymoon, that was the first time the guy is seeing your nakedness. And then what I see, I have drama fertilizer when you ask. We can't even manure it. It's gone. That nonsense you people do here, you may kiss your bride, and the people, hey, is that the first time? Is that the first time? If you are a woman, talk. And let me talk back. Have you seen all of you are quiet? No, we are talking. Now let me tell you something. This generation think that God will tend to become a Facebook or YouTube. Can I tell you something? Nobody can modernize God. The old ragged cross. Yeah, your Facebook came to meet the Bible.
That's right.
Your YouTube came to meet the Bible. Your Skype and those stupidity came to meet the Bible. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my if you take holiness out of Christianity, what are we wasting our time doing? What are we doing again? If we take her, be holy because I'm holy. This is what God told Israel, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. Now I'm coming to the place I call hardened heart. Now, have you seen the word of God? The word of God doesn't change you again. You have entered apostasy. Hardened hearts. I am come to come there in a second. I don't mind. Now, hear this. Hear this. Hear this. Hear this very carefully. Hear this. Give me those your cantamanto bags. Nice ones. Two girls has gone to fornicate. What's the name of the hotels that you used to go? Give me one hotel. Huh? City. SK. Which one? The Palms. Anyway. Pram Pram. I mean, I love them, but they are very sincere. They have the audacity to tell me the hotel. I'm hearing the Palms for the first time. Now, this is the manager. Yeah, so you have been giving to them free. Or they pay. They pay. So you have admitted that they come there to pay. Will you come to a place and get tired of my preaching?
No.
So I should continue.
Yeah.
Let me show you what's happening in the spirit.
Two girls holding two back. What's your friend said? The palm. This one finished fornication. Take his back. You came with a car. And the guy too came with a car. So the guy has finished, he has drove up. And then you step out of the hotel reception, sit in your car and say, oh my God, what am I doing? What is this? Lord, please, put your head on the steer, cry. Say, Lord, please, I can't continue like this. That means the Holy Ghost is convicting you. That means God has not left you yet. You drive depressed. You actually supposed to, when you get to Pram Pram Josh, you're supposed to go to left, but you turn towards Central University. You are so confused, you don't even know where you are going. And you are crying. Some of you know what I'm talking about. That is one girl. Another girl also finished and take his bag. I've really enjoyed myself today. Come to church, and when I'm preaching, you are angry. That means that you have been disconnected from grace. This is where you come to the Lord, said, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. It means that he has been disconnected from repentance. May you never come there.
Amen.
It's a frightening situation. Where the word doesn't move you again, then nothing will move you, because you cannot help anybody who does not accept Bible solution for their problem. Give the Lord a clap of it. Passionately, I have to tell you, hey, Jesus is coming very soon. All the material things you are black, and the time is coming, you will not need them. Heaven and earth will pass away. Some of you have come to that place. You have come there. The word doesn't move you. You have become so arrogant. And there is something about God. He will help you to sink. Another greatest revelation, man of God. Nobody can pray for humility. It's not biblical. We are responsible to humble ourselves. If God decides to humble you, you may not like the experience. You may not like the experience. It may be something you might not recover. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and in due season. Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion, walking about, looking for whom he may devour. So we have a response. Paul said, judge yourself before you are judged. Examine yourself. Self-examination, whether you are still in the faith. I fear for those who are living in sin, but justified. And walking in pride and arrogance. Give me Acts of the Apostles. Give me Acts of the Apostles. Chapter number 23. I think so. Give me verse number 1. Listen to what the first class apostle said. Let me come to the place of conscience. And Paul earnestly beholding the council, when they put him there to defend his case, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. I asked the Lord, can I say this? Two words I want to link it here. Integrity is what you do when nobody is watching. Amen. Conscience is what God watches you when nobody is there. Conscience, eternal scale of justice, the ability for you to sit down and say, no, I have pocketed the change from the meat, let me send it back. Conscience, I'm coming down and I will show you that you can be sitting in chair, but you have a seared conscience. It's locked up. Nothing. If I go and commit a sin, I'll come. Everybody in my house will know I'm sin. My greatest weakness is I cannot pretend. It's a weakness in me. I can't pretend. The dog will know something is wrong with this guy. My wife will catch me immediately. So I don't even get there. The way you can sin and pretend, the way you can do it and make it look like nothing has happened. Kudos for that. Look at your neighbor and say, sister, expect. God bless you. Expect. Somebody say conscience. Look at your neighbor and say conscience. Romans chapter 9 verse 1. Give it to me. Romans chapter 9 verse 1. Watch this. Romans chapter 9 verse number 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. Why are we lying? My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost.
So there are some things, eh?
Because the Holy Spirit is around, you won't try it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for conscience will not permit you. Conscience will not permit me. Conscience. Sometimes I go for waiting, I'll come back and I declare fasting. My wife will ask me, will you also fast with us? I say, girl, conscience will not permit you to tell people to fast whilst I'm eating. Because there are weak conscience and there are strong conscience. Which stage are you? Conscience will not permit. A good conscience will not permit a pastor to wish another pastor's downfall. A good conscience will not let pastor compete as if they are going to different heavens. A good conscience will not let somebody think that because he has a bigger church, somebody has a smaller church, the person has no respect. He has given to every man according to their several ability. What I am doing, I have grace to do it. I cannot look at Reverend Cassandra and say that because he has not built a city, there is something that I can accomplish that I cannot accomplish. The wisdom, the spirit of understanding. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also. Bury me what? Bury me what? Witness. 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 So that is where you come to the place and say, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. I can't do this. Do you know why? Do you know why? A weak conscience brought David such a way that when he impregnated the woman, she wants the woman's husband to come and lie with her and make it look like the child belongs to Uriah. And God step into the matter. God checks motives. Motives. Your action is as a result of the way you are thinking. Every action is the direct product of a thought. So the way you, that is why when people change their action, I don't force them. I'm telling you, when I was in waiting, the Lord told me, just give attention to people that work very close to you and check their actions. Some of them is just mere familiarity that is making them misbehave. But some of their spirit has taken over. You see, Reverend Sue said something. He said, Prophet Nana can come so low and jokingly come as if he has stepped down to your level. But if you are not smart, you will cross a line and do something until heaven will come after you. Be careful with the man who carries God's grace and can come low at your level and familiarity will let you think that you are equals. I'm teaching you mysteries. There are sacrifices we do. Sometimes God himself will tell me that, boy, where you have come to, don't cross this line. I don't want you to endanger your life. I need you to stay for long. He said, where you have come to leave the rest for me, I will handle it. Romans chapter 13, verse 5. Give it to me. Romans chapter 13. When I finish, I'll end with pride. It's possible that within a good season, you cry pride. The way I want boot in a oh namna oh yeah, must I be. What do you think? Some of you come to church and then your dress must beat everybody. Pride. Let me tell you the dangers of pride. Do you know the dangers of pride? In the midst of perfection, pride enters Satan. Who used to be Lucifer? How did pride get to Satan at walking around the throne? He said, you were perfect in the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. How did he get there? So, it's a prayer you must pray every day. Lord, help me. Help me. David comes and said, search me and know my heart. It means I don't trust myself. Lord, I don't trust myself. Try me and know my thought. This small money you made, small money. There are some people in this church, I knew them. I knew how they were struggling. I pray with them. A little elevation. When I even check what they call money, it's nothing. They are still owing so many people chasing them. And their arrogance. Little money. Little. Look at everybody and say, that $10,000 in your bank account. And I'm contagious and barricious. Why I say barry? and I want them. 1 million be able to our bank account to me. No, no, no. Nobody must talk about you. And some of you could have been new. $2,000 be a car. Oh, they check you how far. And no one is why you say, what can I not call? No, I better say. You are not listening to everybody. If you are cover your mouth, you are not the one I'm talking about. Just in case people watch you. Paul told Archippus, the ministry that Jesus has given to you, make sure you fulfill it. You cannot fulfill your ministry when you are fulfilling yourself on these people. Yeah. Wait, no. Yes. Some of them are fire service. Obey Dumuja. O Dumuja, because what on your ministry are local. Because Antonio, some of them, do you know the mystery about women? Some of them can mess up, but last minute, a pastor will marry them. Yeah, yeah. And straighten them, and grace will clean them as if they've never done nothing. Don't say, won't I watch them? There are people, their mistake, God never forgives. Even if God forgives, they can never be restored. Do you know after David slept with Bathsheba, he couldn't accomplish any great thing again. It is Bathsheba that instilled Solomon. When they finished and there was a controversy at Adonijah, they said, let's go and find out. Go and read your Bible, Bathsheba's place. Later, he was the one that messed up as if he was in control. Wherefore he must needs be subjected not only for wrath, watch this, but also for what? Not because we will punish you, but for conscience sake, I won't do it. Conscience sake, I won't do it. This is the killer of faith. Now let me connect faith to conscience. Yes, sir. Let me connect your faith to conscience. This might be the reason why your faith is not working. Go to the book of Elders. Chapter 4, and I'm a catcher on. And one did you know? Oh, but I want you to leave this room and make a vow. The Lord, when we are young, we make some vow. Lord, when we are fornication, let's die on the bed of fornication. And sometimes we did it when we were fasting 14 days dry. We make vows that protected our life. Jesus Christ. My friend Martin, there was a time we went to Asafu to go and fast and pray. 21 days, we finished. We were breaking with honey and jofa bread. And we hold and say, Lord, if we try to commit fornication, kill us on the bed. Me sampa, I'm a mother. Hey, mother. Say, no, kwa na mebo na meko bunsem jem diye na kame nkome mbo. Na me yena me kopatre na me toma na me kumi husa yede. Me na me kumi yesu. Continue. There are some things you put yourself in a line. I'm telling you, if you read this Bible from Genesis, there are some things you run away from. I'm telling you, sex brought something down. Yes, sex. The problem is not even about women. Do you know you don't need the Holy Ghost to stay out of fornication? Yeah. If you have the Holy Ghost, more advantage. This is God's verdict for the matter. Where are your accusers? They didn't condemn you. Neither do I condemn you. But go and sin no more. Because next time I will not be around. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't care what you have done in the past. Everybody has a past. But can we protect the future? Don't frustrate the grace of God by keep repeating the past mistake. If you have prayed and fasted and things are not changing, go for deliverance. Don't try to sugarcoat it. And don't go and say, I'm going to see a therapist and a psychologist. Therapists don't can't cast a demon. They can't. They can't. They can't. You can't fight a demon out. Cast him out. Report to this nearest police station, we'll handle it. Your gentility notwithstanding will not take you anything. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. I'm preaching. Ma mungo ho no mo fan kamo de no ho. Obi ho ansama me kanyira unu ho yet. But who could do what? Let the word guide you. Wa wo jiran fifi no make a U-turn. Dan no. So girl, after church, send that guy a message and say, foolish man, I'm happy to send you that today I went to church and I hear the word of God. Please, don't come to my house again. Leave me alone. I don't want you to be a contact for me to go to her. It's not worth it. You don't even look like a man that can be called a husband. Insult him small. And when you finish, say, I cover it with the blood. It's very simple. Who convict me of sin? I've been saying that from bed in power. Dead or alive. Which woman said that prophet now make advances towards her? Squeeze her or come. No! My wife has never accused me for on the third match. It will be, is it 24 years since we married? No one accuses him. I don't like the way you are going out to this girl. I won't let it happen. I've been saying it all over the world. America to Europe, Europe to China. I've been saying it. I learned it from Paul. Now, the end of the commandment is what? Give me the New King James Version. Give me the New King James Version. Because a charity or talk about the not the command, a friend is saying, orphanage. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love. From a pure heart, from a good conscience, and a sincere faith. This is the end. Now the purpose, the purpose of the commandment. He brought an ingredient called patience. Do you remember? Then he brought another one called what? Hope. Then he's introducing another one called what? Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. Let's read something here. Let's connect love to this thing. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. Look at the scripture. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avail anything, but faith working. New Living Translation, break it down. Come down. Expressing itself. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself. That means that I cannot say I'm walking by faith when I don't talk to somebody. I'm not in love. I'm not in love. I'm not in love. Now, let's connect where the warning sign comes in. Mark chapter 11, verse number 22, 23, and 24. The principle of faith, the principle of prayer, and how the two works. Jesus answered and said unto them, do what? Have faith in God. Have faith in God. That means I have the God kind of faith. Am I teaching? Yes. Good. Let's go to the next verse. Then it comes with the principle of prayer. Verily I say unto you, this is the principle of faith. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say, so faith has something to do with what you say. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Principle of faith. Now, next one, principle of prayer. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive it. That means there's a connection with prayer and faith. Then, on verse number 24, he taught us how to make it work. Therefore, I say unto you, and when you stand praying, do what? Forgive. Only a lover can forgive. Only somebody full of love can forgive. If you are holding somebody, unforgiveness, it starts with anger, unforgiveness, resentment, and bitterness. It means our love is absent. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Watch it, something here. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Now, abided what? Talk to me. Abided what? Faith. And what? And what?
Love.
But the greatest is what? Love. Talk to me. Let's read that again. Now abided what?
Faith.
And what?
Love.
And what?
Love.
But which is the greatest?
Love.
Why? Why is this guy greatest? Then I begin to think about it. I say, Lord, let's dissect this thing. Let's go deep. I don't get it. Why is this guy greater? I thought I have to be saved by faith. By grace, are you saved through faith? Is there any miracle that is greater than salvation? The greatest miracle God can do for you is to take you from darkness to light.
Yeah.
So why have you made love the greatest? Then also look at it very well. Why? If faith is the one that is making me saved, then why don't you make faith the greatest? He said, no. Look at the dependent. Now listen. As long as you don't have independence, you are depending on somebody. And when you depend on somebody, that means that you are not permitted to live alone and achieve things. There is no self-made man. Watch this. Do you remember that this faith guy, at least, can you mention the things that he needs to get around to work? Huh? Patient. What again? Huh? And what again? Love. That means that this guy cannot work alone. That means that faith will need hope and it will need love. Huh? Hope too is a substance of things. Faith is a substance of things you hope for.
And I told you, hope is a very good waiter but a bad receiver. So hope can wait, but you never receive anything. That means that hope too cannot work without faith. So this depend on this and this. And this one also depend on this. But this one doesn't need this too. Watch this. That means that once you are in love, it is easy to operate this. Sit down. Very simple. Precept upon precept, line upon line, teaching. That will help you to live right. Hello? Somebody say conscience. So, I come back to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 1, verse 5. Watch this. Now, the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart, and a good conscience, and faith what? And read it from the New Living Translation, or New King James Version. Let me see how the New Living Translation. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers will be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a genuine faith. Clear conscience and what? Genuine faith. Let's read verse 19 of this same one. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 19. Watch this. Cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience what? Clear. So again, you have come to church. And today is 25th. And the thing is supposed to come 22nd. And it has not come. Can I have a witness? Am I a fool to lift up now? You see that you are in church, but you are not yourself. The wicked flee when no one pursues. But do you know that those who are married, if it does not come, they are thanking God. So if you do the right thing at the wrong time, you will still fail. I don't compromise it all. I'm telling you the truth. That's what it is. So there are some people here, even though they sit in church, their heart, the Bible said, cling your faith, cling to your faith in Christ. And keep your conscience what? Clear. It means I'm a marriage man. I don't have a girlfriend. I am serving God. My focus is on Jesus Christ. There are sins unto death and sins not unto death. I may insult sometimes you drive on the road. But when the Holy Ghost convicts you, Lord, I'm sorry for doing that. I promise you it won't happen again. But I will not get to the sins of death. How will I preach on church sitting down here and a quarterstaff know my waist? That there is some mat at my back. And I mean, then my name born a name. A pastor told me he was preaching, talking about holiness. And one of the guys goes, and he stopped. What a terrible thing. Prophet, and now somebody says, shh. Try it. Try it. I can't even handle it. Paul said, cling your faith in Christ. It's soundness, godliness with contentment. What are you looking for in this world? If you do know something, lust can never be satisfied. Lust can never be. You deal with this, a demon. Flush it out. It can never be satisfied. If you give you all the women, I love what a girl told his manager. He said, oh, sir, you want to sleep with me? I wish when I give you my body, you'll be satisfied. Since I came to the office, I realized that you were sleeping with all the ladies. If sex gives satisfaction, don't do things by this time. You're supposed to be the president of Ghana. He told the man. He said, I know, as we were talking as girls, everybody here you are sleeping with. Even you know I'm married, but you still want to sleep with me. That means that you have not found satisfaction. But say, let me help you. Satisfaction can never be in sex. You rather draw something you are not supposed to draw. If you want to be satisfied, come to Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of tomorrow. And the man was standing there, tears was running in his eyes. Tears. I know you can't say that to your boss. No, you can't. Cling to your faith in Christ. Keep your conscience what? For some people have deliberately violated their conscience. Deliberately. Out of stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, hurting heart. Deliberately. violated their conscience as a result. Now let me tell you something. Yeah? It's not everybody on earth you should have a fight with. Hear me. I'm ending by talking about pride. Your oncrophobia of our own. It shouldn't be, not because, let's say this is a great man of God. He has been serving God for 40 years, planted churches, America, abroad. Then, this girl is one of his daughters in the church. The girl was in the church, then he saw Prophet Obulolu. How do I say Prophet Obulolu? Count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 times 2 is 1. 12. Have you seen my own? I don't even have one. It means that this man of God, the realms is walking. Because sometimes your bottom determines your realm of authority. Watch. This guy started going to end time. And it's really an end time. Then because of that, he started disobeying this man. He has the audacity to sit with friends and talk against this man. Even if the man gets angry with you, this man may not say anything to this girl. Huh? But based on his attitude, because the devil is a legalist, he will empower the devil to destroy her. Satan, should watch and scan the atmosphere and see where you are flouting. So sometimes, when you provoke people to curse you, it's not because the people that curse you are powerful, but they give the devil the legal right. Based on the authority they have. So watch this. If you follow somebody's husband and the woman curse you, based on the marriage covenant that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, Satan will pick it and destroy you. So when you start misbehaving, one, the reason is that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't understand. Huh? They start some trouble at bedding power. They make it look like I have done something. God walked to my room and said, hey! Your humility level is going to be tested. Number two, the Lord showed me the picture. When Ham and Japheth was going back and covered their father's nakedness, he said, this is the time you have to prove. He said, there's a culture in you where you come from. So, penini akolanya sema, penidi bim. So, make sure you don't expose your father's weakness. Satan wants to steal your harvest. This one, you need combination of prayer and wisdom. Thank God, I passed the test. I was not foolish at all. There's no need to defend. You don't defend yourself. Even Jesus, Pilate said, don't you know how power to set you free? I'm asking you a question, you don't mind me. Jesus never defended himself. There's a place you don't talk. You leave it for God. Never fight anybody you have ever called father. Never. You don't change your name because your biological father is a drunkard. You don't change your name. If your father drinks until he's in the gutter, the name he gives to you is still there. Children, obey your parents in the law. Too much arrogance. Too much pride. Too much arrogance. I used to go to a father's house, and when I say koko, it takes 5 hours before they will come and see me. And I'm sitting at the gate. And I've packed a Mercedes Benz there. And I'm sitting there. And I'm waiting. And then when he's going out, I say, you are still here. I don't have time. You go tomorrow. Come. Your humility level is being tested. I was standing with the father, just 26. He said, this is my best son. Best son. Tears. Now listen. From the time they will call you best to the time you started, there's a lot of tests you must pass. Defend it. Your pride will destroy you. Bam! I was in waiting. The Lord told me. I saw some people coming from a tall tree. They fell down. They scattered. Don't say you can't even pray. You cry for people. God said, no mercy can reverse this one. Examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. No. Some battles are a rabbit and a lion fight. Even if the person doesn't say anything. Hey! 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 Was he the only one God has called? We too, we can prophesy. This is the conversation between Aaron and Miriam, and the Lord heard it. It is that Moses didn't hear, but the Lord heard it and came down in his anger. Moses was man, he said, are you not afraid? Yes, yes, yes. I agree with what you're saying. There are pastors and prophets among you. I speak to them through visions and dreams, but my servant, not your junior brother, my servant. So even when God calls your son and you send his anointing, be careful.
Yeah.
My biological mother, he calls me Mira. So for, hey, Papa, no one can just say, Uba. Hey. If I bounce on her accidental, hey, Papa, no one can just say, hey, oh dear, yeah. What to say, yeah, and what we do. No, but one can just say, Uba. Papa, no. My mother has high respect. He said, the first time I saw God using you, I asked myself, is that my son? Mm. If you are proud, you are proud. There's nothing we can do. You are proud. Proud is like a cancer. It will eat you up. No. What is the guarantee that where you go, you won't destroy things over there? You pretend you are nice for her. Let's cast that spirit out of you. Pride is a spirit. It brought Satan down. I will ascend my throne above the Most High. Oh, God said, you come down. When you see yourself, I, take caution. Take caution. Take what? Caution. So many people on the verge of being blessed. They will use pride to destroy themselves. Do you know that a lot of the marriages going to divorce court is pride? Pride. Sometimes the word, I am sorry, can stop the marriage from going to divorce court. You are too big to say I'm sorry. Me. 24 calendar. I'm sorry. The head of the woman is the man. He didn't say your salary is bigger than him. Destroy yourself. You arm the devil. Marriage, it will test your ego. It will test your pride. Marriage, eh? I'm telling you, when I proposed marriage to this girl, this young girl, he used to call me pastor. Did you have a friend and I say, mommy? And I'm saying, wow. Mm-hmm. And I say, braha. So for penny, cuckoo dam. Reverend Piakofi knew, I mean, I'm a name. Girl, Lee, a friend, and I say. And then I'm going to catch him and say, uh-huh. The thing has changed. Game changer. And you get no university crowd because the mindset of a woman having sex with a man is that once you finish have sex, you say he thinks he owns you. So a baby say he owns you. It is the way God created them. Say, oh yeah, before come on, he has to take it into the spirit. Guys, I'm pursuing Christ. I am God greedy. I want more of him. As the deer pant for the water brooks, my soul pant after thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So who shall bear naked that what defend you is not your prayer, is your word. Thy word have I hid. If the rhema doesn't get activated, every man is vulnerable before a woman. When you have crossed the boundary line. So who cross the boundary line now? What will bring you is the way. See, I can only get away, shut them. The more you pray, the more you see your body is getting hot. Prayer will save you at that time. That is why when Jesus met the devil, he never prayed. He quoted the word. Command this stone to be made, but Jesus said, I say, it is written. It means I picked the rhema. So, thy word have I hid in my heart. So, when your boss said, now the devil tell you to sleep with the woman, he has already finished with the woman. Number two. Why didn't Bathsheba resist David when he came? You can't stop a man of authority. It means that say one year lucky, you can't resist because of spiritual authority. That is why a prophet can travel somebody's wife and sleep with her. So Bathsheba couldn't resist because of the authority of David. So your pastor is your father, not your boyfriend. Thank God. I had told you and I told you at the honor that half pastor said that some guests came to my house, that in my office they tempt me. Honestly, I have never met that thing in my life. I don't have one record that a lady tempt me. I don't have it. I'm being very honest with you. So by my office now, or better, so for me or man, me who be that? So when I person will try, or try. Try it. Do you know why you don't want to fast? You don't want to break out of something. This kind does not go except by fasting and prayer. So one more when you are near you, one of the difficult things to break away from is the sin of immorality. Because if you don't take care, you have established too many covenants. God forbid. If this girl has had an affair with Pastor Alex, who is dressed? This one, who is dressed? This one, hotel manager. Who is dressed? I'm showing you the reality. Come. Let me show you the reason why we marry. We have to pray. I say, yeah, fast, yeah, who? It can happen to a man or a woman. Come, my dear. Are you married? Uh-huh. Finally, Pastor Bless came to marry this lady. Watch this very carefully. Do you know her name? I worry, no. I know her name. Baby, call her name. So, I'm going to say, there are fights that you don't know where the fight is coming from. Do you know spiritually? All these girls are interfering. Anyone who sleeps with a prostitute is one. And the two shall be what? One. The danger about sex is that something leaves the person to enter you. Something leaves you to enter the person. And to some of you, you are carrying habit. I just say habit. Etina, I say you bomb fire. A man when a beer name you no be a by four, because only by four that is not the same as only a normal person. So you have to pray and break this one.
Amen.
Amen. And five morning fasting. Loco. That is why people can meet their ex and they will rekindle. And so bumpaya ka. Obi onswa. I didn't cry at you know on corona namo. That's why you need a prophetic word. No, I'm describing what is happening in the spirit, not natural, in the spirit. So when you finish and you go, it doesn't end there. No, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. No sex is free. Even after you marry, it's not free. That is why you pay school fees. No, it's not free. The way God made it, it's not free. That is why you are not permitted to marry a girl without paying dowry. The way God created women, they are the last to be created. Last. They are too expensive. You don't play games with them. The Bible even said that we shouldn't. He said, beware of women. He didn't say, beware of the devil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you have the revelation of who they are, you will not mess with them. Yes, lift up and say, from now, my faith will work. Open your mouth and say, you say, my faith to work. Now, finally, do not tell you, though, listen, stop living a careless life.
Yes, sir.
Don't be careless again.
Yes,
carelessness has too much consequence.
Yes,
don't mess up. Some bump and I'm about to trahu sa. If you are an opa and you marry, trahu sa. It didn't mean we would demand for 40 years. It means that God doesn't believe in balanced diet. All this nonsense. And the diabodo kakra, na di wakakra. If you are there, will you do the manna, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? No, lack balance, that is a reason you are committing adultery. Stay with one woman. 60 years. Methuselah married for 900. Oh, those people, I pity them. And Shem knows when he was what? 200. And Shem died at 9. I said, hey, can you imagine? I am marrying your mother for 860 years. I will commit suicide along the line. And just say, I will just wake up and say, I'm going to heaven. You are already Abra. Ah, dang! Sure, do you know why? It's so difficult, man of God, to handle a woman that feel pity for polygamous people.
Yeah.
Now, everybody in the Bible that was polygamy, they never have peace. Never. Is it Jacob? Jacob, they're not saying mobile. Yay! Leah and Rachel is fighting. I want to be able to find seven taba. And to take a while, I said, oh, baby, but when he built her, Fano. Now we show the lady Abba. And the guy was just enjoying himself. And they changed his wages 10 times. The guy was suffering too much. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, don't play games. So, hey, you can have sex 5,000 years, you are paying. One encounter with Hagar. One encounter with Abraham and Hagar.
Jesus Christ. It's still being paid. One, the devil is so smart. The spermatozoa that couldn't impregnate Sarah for 30 years, when he hit Hagar, he became pregnant. Satan said, now I have the weapon to use. I'll help the thing to happen. Hey, are you people listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
Can you imagine you? One day we don't see you church again. They say you are pregnant. And then, what could take crebiasi or agbozomi hobe be kleko? Boy, say, say uniform when you don't me shabby. Adia, we, Udubako jen katie, sadia boy. You can wear it again. The way you are looking beautiful, just keep praying, 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 praying. As you pray, you serve God, God will bring peace. You have your peace. When I say fasting, come, prayer tone, you are there. More prayer encounter, you are there. And then you are praying, and you are praying, and you are praying. You are praying. It's as if nothing is happening. One day you hear, hey, your prayer has come as a memorial. How do you work with the conscience? Huh? Let me give you just one. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22. Let me show you how. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with what? Huh? Having our hearts sprinkled from what? Evil conscience. And our bodies washed with what? Particularly if you get potter's dew. Those who love it, they are clapping for Jesus. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 18. Hebrews 13, 18. Watch this. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live what? Honestly. Only the blood of Jesus can go into your conscience. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Tell your neighbor, only the blood. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an what?
Evil
conscience. Into the beer, so plead the blood. The beer ready. Come in, guard your heart with all diligence. Titus chapter 1 verse 15. Watch this. I don't know why scriptures are flowing out of my spirit. Unto the pure. See, freedom are quiet. Unto the pure. All things are what?
Pure.
But unto them that are defy and unbelieving, it's nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled, it will never be your story.
Amen.
Give me the New Living Translation. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Everything is pure to those who heart are pure. Everything, 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 everything. But nothing is pure to those who are corrupt and unbelieving. Because their minds and conscience are... You see, the way even I preach to you compared to the all night, I soften it here a little bit. The all night is very uncompromising because the body of Christ has guarded. Nobody in this church will mix their way on their way to heaven. Your destiny will not be sold on the laps of Delilah. No strange man will truncate your destiny. You will not sell your destiny with a morsel of bread. Hello? Caution. Caution. No more carelessness. Walk to one of the questions, sister. I have prayed. I want to marry you, Khadija. Pray together. If you just take her to the altar, don't touch her. The day you a guy propose and you agree, get a sticker and put it at your forehead. Don't touch me. Oh, sorry. Because, oh, hey, daddy, I'm touchable. No problem. Don't do what?
Touch me.
It can happen. Amen. Today, people get pregnant. They don't tell this man of God true, and they come to bless the wedding. Ubu sa no, I was serving was a premature. Akola were a premature baby. akola na no ho onye obedi fufu or premature. All kinds of nonsense is going on in the church. All kinds. There was one that happened later. The girl came, daddy, I'm sorry. I told him, I said, listen, kneel down. I support the order. If what you are saying is a lie, may you not live for 2 weeks. Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I was pregnant. Let me tell you, this is where fathers start sleeping with daughters. Ushamani. So when you get pregnant and you come to the altar and you are lying to us and we are married, we are marrying three. If the girl is a child, he is part of the marriage vow. He sees his mother as a competitor. It's working in the subconscious. So one day, he sees his father as one of his boys because I was part of the vow. Baby Jesus, baby John the Baptist met and they start communicating. He said, when I heard your salutation, the baby leaped in my womb. So there can be communication from the womb level. You are listening. If a woman use, a girl use enchantment to trap your husband, it means that you, the woman, something is wrong with you. Some of you here, there is no way another woman must use enchantment to trap your husband. Your prayer altar must be enough to protect him. It means your baby of Eshawuku, he must be blind. If you look at her with any mind, can you imagine if mommy is a man and I'm the woman and she's marrying me, can you chase my husband? Naked. 3 days one coffee. What if I think about it? 3 days. Where we are going, darkness shall cover the earth. If we are seeing you, dangerous world. Enchantment and divination. But the people that do know their God. You have a bonfire. The people that do know what their God. This is not a time to go to church and hear an answer story. To the pure, all things are pure. I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm not turning back. Hey! The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. In the greater, they are not only vessels of clay and of wood, but of gold and of silver. Some to honor and some to dishonor. If any man purge himself from the, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Sanctify and prepare a meat for the master's use. Why are the mighty falling? There's a great man of God in America, Jesus Christ. They said I was listening to him. I couldn't even stand up. They were playing his classics. The meeting was a crusade in New York in 1986. Hey! Anointing me. Nyaye ni se ojina hono. Oh, she ye. This man went. That is why some of you women here, don't deny your husband sex. Don't let a man beg you. Don't let African women, hey! Bebe sami ye dede. Do you know what I'm saying? The zeal and the love we used to court, if we take even 50% to marry, no marriage will break. Some of you, when you are caught, you don't even ask. They don't ask. You say, guy, be baha, quite a sense. You say, shop your money, guy. Me, not that, let her have a beer. You see, supermarket, I'm quite milk. Milo. I'm living in a conference, man. You see, guess you are pulling it up. And the man of God, yeah, fast enough guy, and why you can see him. Yes, shopping, man, mama. You are just desperate to marry. Okay? It is better not to marry. They marry a wrong man. A honorable is a single hood with Christ and soundness is a gift. When we saw one bedroom self-contained avalanche when him now, we stove in his second home. We can't walk away, contumely, no be hitting, no a chair, no a for me. What be a YouTube now? Hear me video. It's a gift. Until you brought a man that 1 a.m. is not at home. And you call him and say, what is it? Am I? It's heartbreaking. Sophie, it's heartbreaking. They don't understand. Don't deny your husband sex.
defrauding one another. I said be concerned for fasting. And after that, come together quickly. Benkum jari ni fane ni fe jari benkum. Abrofun omu de tata omu kun. Undidi of here, hey father, undidi. I like it. I like one of soft mommy. Also, oh, come here. Now, what you mean, you? We okay. The way your husband is not marrying you for 2 months, are you not concerned? Can't you investigate and find out? And you are sitting in the church praying, you have on every platform. Bompa is a hukum. Nyame beka na kuma. Hey, come here, ready, koyoba, koyoba. Oh, baby, I cannot say baby. No, that's not the way you pray. There are things you attack it practically. Yes. Sometimes our culture has a problem. There is a culture built in you that every time the man must come to you, it's a stone age culture. It's not in any Bible anywhere. Especially my own spiritual, I'm a and spirituality without romance. Especially pastors. Do you know a lot of pastors has very bad marriages? I am a spiritual man, I'm a very romantic man. Ask her. What are you talking about? So I finish all night, I swim, and I restore energy for functioning. What are you talking about? Exercise yourself into godliness. Sorry, John, I'm answer so. You are just 30 years. So sorry, you could answer. No. Yesterday, I swam for 2 hours, 30 minutes. After standing all night for most hours, me jamming now so brutal. And I told your mother, I'm going to be around for a very long time. So you can't get tired of me. You better find your way somewhere. Hallelujah. I'm going to be around for very long. I am taking very good care of myself. Oh, a false balance is abomination unto God. If I'm in the spirit, I'm in the spirit. If I'm exercising, I'm exercising. If I'm steady, I'm steady. If I'm doing this, I'm doing this. A false balance is abomination unto God. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. And I'm leading a pure will. I marry and I make my man. I say, Lord, I am marrying one woman till Jesus return. Amen. I will not be tempted or tracked. I will not be distracted. It's a vow. And God's grace. I am not perfect. I'm making it work. Do your best and leave the rest for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your holy
God hands. Bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Veiled Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 242 47 2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.